have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday again. Already. We have Monday. And now it's Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. A brand new biblical question, and it's very interesting, really. It is more interesting than what you think. But once you, like, pay attention, you're going to be like, whoa, right on. Brand new biblical question. Do you know the truth? Do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're traveling or not traveling, laying up at a beach, busy, or just can't sit and watch the show because you got to take your children over to the public schools to be traumatized again today because you can't make your wife stay home and watch over your children, educate them at home, you could still be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. I hope you all had a good socialist day yesterday. Yesterday was a quote-unquote holiday, a socialist day. And I hope you all, your union people had a good time. It is Tuesday again, as I said. And every Tuesday, Yeehaw! Is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Country.
Amazing.
Country and Western Tuesday. So, apparently yesterday, there was a big rally in New York, according to the reports. A big rally in New York in support of Gaza and Palestine. And they had like what seemed to be a major flag in the streets there. And there were a whole bunch of people, it appeared, to be out there protesting. And and they had one in Israel as well. The union workers had one in Israel protesting what's going on as well. But in America, they had one, and they had Palestinian flags, Hamas flags, all kind of stuff. And they were reporting that it was a big mess, but the police in New York cannot do anything about it because they're afraid of losing their jobs or their careers or their livelihood or whatever. If they were to do anything about it, break up the crowd or anything. And ever since, and they literally said ever since Black Lives Matter mess rallies and defunding the police happens, police can't do anything anymore. And so I'm looking at this, and I'm wondering, I know I do, I don't know about you, do you get the feeling that no one is in charge of my country anymore? It's like nobody's running the country. There's no one in charge. It seems that we don't even have a president at this point. And then, Joe Biden popped up yesterday. And then when I saw him, it just made things look even worse. And whomever's running my country behind the scene, they say Barack Obama, the father Messiah, his folks. But nobody's in charge of our country. Do you realize how dangerous that is? I don't think you understand how dangerous that is. And you got this stupid female, Kamala Harris, running around pretending she's running for president. And it just, it's nobody running my country again anymore. And that's not good because of human being, human nature being evil. Human beings are wicked. Human beings, all human beings are evil. Even the government, I mean, just so you know, the government is a body of people, right? And so human beings are wicked. They are evil. All human beings, there's not one that's not. And we have enemies in America and outside of America. You all, everybody has enemies because their hearts are evil. And we, at this time, have nobody running our country that can protect us. Think about that. The police cannot stop rallies in our country anymore. In the right way. And we, our government is out to lunch. They don't even exist anymore. And the people go on vacation, have fun. They were talking about the number of people that passed through LAX airport there, right? Everybody going on a vacation like all is well. And then, God forbid, if something should happen, everybody going to come together and they're going to cry and they're going to hug and they're going to pretend that they care and we're finally united as one for a cause. It'll be all over the media. They get sound bites of people. Who cares? And then as soon as that thrill is gone, everybody go back to their corner and looking for another thrill. I was at an event yesterday, and I was talking to some people, and they were saying that, I'm like, why are you voting for Kamala Harris? Oh, she come a long ways in her career. She was a lawyer. She was a DA, whatever. They were this, and they voted for her to help her in her career because she's black. I'm like, what? I said, do you realize how bad things are in our country? And you're voting for this female because of her career? Because black people are told now that you're supposed to help each other in their career, at least black women. I'm like, okay. I understood. But nobody's in charge of America right now. And between now and November, my word, you haven't seen anything. The desperation is going to get worse. It's going to get worse because human beings are evil. They love their thrills. They love the thrill of trying to inflict fear and pain upon you. And they get a false sense of life. The demons inside of them feel good when they think that they're hurting you. In your family life, in your private life, in your business life. And it's the same thing with the government. The government want you afraid. They're trying to make, our government is trying to encourage Israel government to make peace with Hamas. And according to all report, Hamas is an evil terrorist group. How you make peace with an evil group that want you dead? And how can our government encourage another government, you better make peace with your enemy? How can you do that? It's like trying to make peace with the devil inside of other people. Or the devil inside of you. You don't want to make a deal with the devil. It will always end up bad for you. So protesters rallied for Gaza in Union Square and across Manhattan. This is from CBS. An estimated 5,000 people gathered in various parts of Manhattan on Labor Day Monday to rally in support of the Palestine people. The march entitled Flood New NYC. Flood NYC for Gaza. Did you ever imagine for one day at all in your fallen dreams, for this imagination, that our enemies would be on our soil protesting for our enemies, shouting Allahu Akbar, death to America, death to Israel. I didn't hear this from yesterday, but I've seen it in my country. Flood NYC for Gaza. These people are not standing for America. Where did they come from? And how did they get here? How can you shut down X in Brazil, but open up Y all the gates in America for the enemies? To protest in your own street, carrying a foreign country flag. Flood New York for Gaza. It started in Union Square and traveled to Manhattan. It was announced last week, but happened after six Israeli hostages were recently found murdered in a tunnel in Gaza. Amazing. And you know something else that's very interesting? The people who are protesting and marching and rallying and fighting one another, they have no clue what they're fighting about. They have zero. They're only going by what they've been told and to do. And not realizing that Hamas and no one else cares about them at all, they're being used. But knowing that human nature loves thrills, they're willing to march in the street and fight with the Jews and fight with the Palestinians and fight each other over nothing that they're not going to gain. They're not going to gain anything from it except a thrill, and that's soon going to change and become something else. They'll be looking for another thrill. How's your life going? How is your life going? Here is a little bit more detail from CBS on what happened there in New York yesterday. Watch this.
Hundreds of people from all over the tri-state area gathered in Union Square around noon. Among the messages, calling on the U.S. to halt funding to Israel.
I believe in this. I mean, what's going on in Gaza and the West Bank must stop. I mean, it's going on too long. And that's what brought me to fight for the Palestinians. I mean, I cannot be there with them, but I can help them from here.
I'm Palestinian myself and just watching every single day. It's hard to go to sleep imagining it.
Organized by Within Our Lifetime, they marched north past Meta headquarters, then to Grand Central, then south on 2nd Avenue, where police stopped them at 44th Street just before the Israeli consulate. Then they made their way down 5th Avenue, passing CUNY's Graduate Center, calling for the school to divest in Israel. The group posted on X, this Labor Day action is to raise awareness about what they call workplace discrimination in the tech and healthcare industries against employees vocal about their support for Palestinian people. It called on attendees to cover their face to avoid NYPD surveillance. There was also a directive to attendees to put phones in airplane mode to circumvent location tracking.
Amazing, huh? This, why don't they go over there and march and fight with, over there in their own country? Why are they doing it here? And see, we don't have anybody working. We have no protection. Our country is gone to sleep. We don't have anybody. We don't have a government that's protecting us. They don't care. They just want to get votes. And I heard a report, I don't know if it's true or not, that the Democrats are not happy about these rallies stirring up again because they're trying to get reelected, and they don't want the people to see this. At least wait until the election is over because they're trying to get back in office. Can you imagine what the college campuses will look like this time around? It was a mess before, right? We have no one working for us. Amazing times. It really is. America is no longer America. It is a third world country now. And some people are so dumb, they go to vote in the same people that brought on all this mess, that allowed it to happen, opened up the floodgates and said, come on in, and they're going to vote back in again. And they've been complaining, oh, life is just so hard. Everything's so expensive. The gas price is rough. The violence in the streets are rough. The home invasions, and oh, my God. And then opportunity says, okay, y'all are not happy? I'm going to give you an opportunity to change it, to make it better for yourself. Voting time is coming in November. Make the change. And then people get emotional thrills, and those thrills feel good, and they vote in the same people again. And then they're back to complaining again because those same people are going to do the same thing. But they don't care if they had the thrill. Now they got the thrill of worrying again. There are people who are going to vote in this Democratic Party, the one that's brought nothing but hell upon the United States in the last 4 years. There's nothing good that they have done. Zero. And yet the people got to vote them back in. Here's one last soundbite from what happened there in New York. This is from Freedom News TV, raw footage from the event. Amazing. This is not over in Palestine. It's here. That's happening in the United States of America. And can you just walk into the room and you thought it was happening over in Palestine? That's happening in America. No police. Look at very violent people. Scary people, because foreigners like that are scary people. They come from crazy countries. Asshole countries, by the way. And now the United States. the citizens of this country have no protection. It didn't seem as though that would happen in America. 888-77, do you feel get the same feeling that nobody's running the country? No one is in charge. And they said, well, the people are running the country in the background. So no, you don't have to worry about seeing the president in action. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Forgive yo mama bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. My answer to the biblical question.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
Yes, I know the truth. The truth is that my entire life has been a lie. Thanks for giving, Mama.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday.
I missed this one from Apple 2691 yesterday, a Rumble rant.
Yesterday was, Monday, huh?
Indeed it was.
I was about to say it was Sunday.
Nope.
What? Okay.
Hi, Jesse and crew. A caller asked about sex out of wedlock. You are married to that person? When you have sex, you're married to that person? That caller who asked that yesterday? Jesus was at the well asking the prostitute about her husbands. So what do you think Jesus was talking about? Minor correction. He was talking about her husband. He asked her about her husband.
And so they want to know why he asked about the husband or what?
What do you think Jesus was talking about? That's right. At one point he said the man you're living with is not your husband. I'm not sure what she means.
Me either. But thank you. Make it a little clear. And I appreciate it. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors, Aries One, Games for Rec, Mobetta, and Groovy Monkey. Thank you, guys.
Groovy Monkey.
Alan Balmer, 5 coffees. As a thorn go into the hand of a drunk, so is the truth in the mouth of a fool. Nice word.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
I think that might be a proverb. Valerie bought a coffee.
Maybe a problem?
A proverb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Valerie bought a coffee. Sean, stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
And I'm not sure which Sean.
Me either.
Been so many Sean callers, and then Sean.
Be a little more clear.
Our greatest producer.
Super chatters. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie.
Yeah, thank you.
Elias bought a coffee. Hey, Hake, what would it take for you to say he black after every time advertising Joelle Friday TV show? I don't know. But thank you, Elias, for
thank
your coffee.
Thank you. To the appreciate it. Oh, amazing.
Richard bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and crew, I'd like to ask Jesse.
Ask!
Why do you point people to the source? What do you get out of it? Keep pointing. I'm just curious.
I get nothing, period, from it. Amazing. Thank you. And I will. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Oh, Aries One with a diamond. No message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment.
Hey, Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Jesse. So, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. If you missed it, the Hake Report yesterday, you could podcast. He had a guest host with him, Big Bump, with very, very important information. It was super bad. It was so good. Big Bump was on. They always have good shows together because Big Bump brings some information we don't normally hear every day. And he black. So if you didn't catch it yesterday, you can podcast, and be sure to catch the Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com today from 9 to 11 a.m. And after the Hake Report, join our Friday TV, he black, better known as Arkansas, Joe L. Friday TV at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. And after Joe L. Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. Riding high on energy, not on pot. So check him out at 4 p.m. Pacific time, all right? A lot of major lineup. And don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all those social media things that y'all know how to do. Let me go quickly to the first time call out of United Kingdom. Joseph, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey. I'm actually an American working over here right now. I think I was on my Bluetooth and I screwed up the message. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, so you're in the United States, not the United Kingdom.
Oh, no, I'm in the United Kingdom. I'm just working here.
Oh, okay. Right on. Well, welcome.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I really just want to say thank you for everything. Your message has really been helping me out. My son was born in July, and I've just been really level-headed about everything. I'm really calm and just really, really going to say thank you for everything.
You're welcome, Joseph. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. If you continue to work on yourself, it can only get better. It will only get better. It's going to be amazing. So stay with it. And congratulations on your son, especially during White History Month. That's amazing.
I forgot about that. Yes, sir. I don't want to take too much of your time, sir. I'm right. Very grateful for you guys and your team. All right. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. All the way from the United Kingdom, heard around the world. by everybody. And they mama, if you're black, they mama. If you're white, they're mama. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ruben out of Indiana. Ruben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, how you doing?
All is well. Speak up a little bit, Ruben.
Hey, can you hear me, Mr. Peterson?
I can, yes.
Right on. Hey, I'm having a tough time going and forgiving my father, not because I don't want to, but because I can't get a hold of him. The last time I seen him and I got into an altercation. It was a physical altercation. I didn't know how to handle it at the time. I don't have any anger or hate in my heart for him. I just want to know how to go about something like that when the person that I have to forgive doesn't want any contact with me.
Well, if you can't reach him, he won't talk to you or whatever. You just realize that as you can help yourself, whatever his issues are, he cannot help himself, and just wish him well and go on with your life. Just don't be angry anymore at him, and you'll be fine, because you can't talk to a person that you can't see. So don't worry about it.
Oh, right on. Yeah, man, it's been eating at me, and I tried to reach my grandmother, which I went and forgave her about 17 times, just in case.
one time is enough.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm like overkill. I just wanted to make sure that I had it all out, you know. And I went and tried to forgive my mother on FaceTime, and I forgave her over the phone about another 17 times, even through text, just in case, because
How did she react when you forgave her?
Well, she black, so you already know. No, I'm just kidding. She was, she was very angry, to say the least. Growing up with my mother, I hope I'm not ranting too long, but growing up with my mother was rough.
Yeah.
There wasn't any emotional love as affection type of stuff, which is good.
Yeah.
I guess, but there was a lot of anger. There was a lot of rage. She was also suffering from mental problems. And so I was very close to my father until they split up, you know, at 5 years old, and you know, she kept me away from him.
Amazing.
He was very close to his mother, so it's deep rooted.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah.
I should have said this for Bible Thumping Thursday, but you know, they start beating you up with the Bible every time you don't do what they ask.
Yeah. Amazing.
But I say that to
No, go ahead. You say that to say what?
Well, I say that to kind of paint the picture for you to kind of understand that.
What I want you to know then. You've got to forgive him. You can't find your father. Forgive him. Just realize he did his best. And stay with this prayer. You're doing the silent prayer? No. What?
No.
That's amazing.
Oh, man. I did it this morning. I promise. I did do it this morning. I haven't done it every day.
And why not?
Because I thought I was supposed to see more thoughts, and I really didn't see anything. I guess I'm so hard on myself sometimes. It's like I get up in the morning the same time every day. I do what I have to do for my family, and I don't think about it. I don't question it. I just get up and do what I have to do. And so it's like when I started to do the silent prayer, I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm retarded. I mean, dumb. I don't know what, but I'm not thinking about anything. Just putting on my pants.
Beautiful.
And
that's what you want. You want to be still so that you can be brought out of your imagination. All human beings, until they start to wake up, they're living in their imagination, and they're calling their imagination reality. And they're listening to the imagination, and their imagination is telling them everything they want, and make them think they know what they want, what they need, their plans for the future. And they're living in the imagination, calling it seeing, and it's not at all. And so God, the truth, will bring you out of your imagination if you be still and allow it to happen, so that you can be clear in all things all the time.
Yeah, you shed so much light in that for me. I think there was another caller who said the same thing about the silent prayer.
Yeah.
And you said don't expect nothing.
Right.
And so I brought that with me this morning. I woke up first thing in the morning. I said, don't expect anything. And then, sure enough, as soon as I go on about my day, the thoughts start coming in. I start rushing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is what Jesse's talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I was watching The Evil. I think that was one of the assignments, I think, last week.
Yeah.
And I was watching My Evil from Within, and I think Hake was having a tough time too. He said with that too. I think I remember what he said on Sunday. He was watching other people's evil.
Yeah, amazing.
And I'm like, how does a guy with such good hair watch? Anyways, but no. I'm like, I find myself getting angry at others around me, and so. I live a very secluded kind of life. Like I don't have friends. I don't go out drinking anymore. I'm always in the gym. And so it's like, but I find myself getting so angry sometimes at my wife. I thought, Mandy or Mindy was my wife. I'm like, what the? It's the same lady.
It's definitely the same spirit. But listen, yeah. See, the reason that you're falling into anger like that is because you're not aware, so you don't see the thought of judgment coming. You don't see the thought of anger. And the next thing you know, you feel the anger because you didn't catch the thought before you fell into the emotion of anger. And this is why, an example of why you must, if you want to really overcome evil, the imagination, you must start watching those thoughts. And all you need to do is watch them. You just need to see them. And it's God who allows you to see them. And it's the Spirit of God that takes them away from you because they are spirits in your imagination and emotions.
When you say watch the thoughts, let's say I'm in front of, you know, my wife.
Right.
And when you say watch the thoughts, what do I do at this particular moment? Because at times I almost feel like, and I mean this respectfully, I almost feel like I'm teaching my wife as if I'm like, how don't you know this? And I find myself, you know, realizing that common sense isn't so common.
Right.
And it almost feels like I'm raising my wife.
And you are. You are your wife's father. She is your daughter.
Well, that is that definitely just sabotaged my sex life. Thanks. I didn't want to have sex anymore, Jesse. I don't even want to call it today. what a mess!
What a mess!
I should have kept that one away. Yeah.
How do you spell your name?
Ruben. I think Hake knows me as Jonathan. I'm a part of the Facebook club over there with him.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
Yeah.
They spelled it Rubin, but it's E-N. Okay. But you are your wife. Your wife is your daughter. You are her father. And by you now living in the light, you will guide her. She should be working on herself and not rely on you. But you would guide her into the light if she want to follow.
I got to wrap my head around the father and daughter thing. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I am reading your book, From Rage to Responsibility.
Nice.
And when I start reading some of your, the stuff that you went through and some of the knowledge that you have and stuff like that. Like, sometimes I find myself putting the book down and letting it soak in.
Right on.
And I think this is just one of those things that I got to let soak in.
It will be made clear to you if you stay with it. The Father in you will make it all things clear to you.
Yeah.
Is she working on herself?
I think she is. I think she's trying. I realized she didn't have a father.
Yeah.
And there were so many things that I knew and I would get aggressive and angry about. And then there were so many things that you should like. I'm not going to go on that rant, but she didn't have a father growing up. She didn't even have a stepfather growing up. Her mother, my mother-in-law, had three different fathers. And so my wife, I realized this last week in like a heated debate or an argument, whatever you want to call it. And I told her, I said, you know, you never had a man to look up to. So you have no idea what it's like.
Yeah.
How many times, you know, we have to lead in first, and then our emotions come second.
Right on.
And I think I was a little harder on her, but then I started watching the evil. And so I have some good and bad from the week of watching my evil. I also have some bad. And so with that being said, yeah, she is working on herself. The first time she watched a video of yours, Jesse, when I tell you, her eyes popped out of her skull. It looked like a movie from The Exorcist. You know, when the girl started moving, like her head started spinning, she was so angry and rage.
Yeah.
You're listening to this idiot. He don't know what it's like to be this and that. And I'm just like, man, I don't know. This guy is hitting something, and he's hitting it on the head. And this was the first time it was. And I set my wife up in a position because I didn't know how long the marriage was going to last. And it's been kind of rocky sometimes.
You have children with her?
I do.
And how old are they?
Oh, you about to beat me up. 15, 10, and 7.
Nice.
Yeah. And, well, you...
Mm-hmm. When you work, you stay with... Make sure you do it tomorrow, but I highly recommend that you start doing the silent prayer now, because you've gone forgiven. You've forgiven your father, realize, even though you can't find him. And now all you need, there's no more for you to do than to be present instead of in your head thinking about the past or the future or what you have or don't have or all that mess. If you just stay present, God, the kingdom of heaven, eternal life, is always right with you all the time. And you got to stay present so you can be guided by that. But if you don't do it and learn to be still, you're going to be in your imagination, and that's when nothing but hell is in the imagination. And God will bring you out of the darkness if you stay with the prayer.
I'm introducing it to my kids as well.
Right on.
My son is really benefiting it from the most. He's got a lot of like anxiety and fears and stuff, and so he loves your shows, your radio shows. He's actually reading The Antidote.
Right on.
When he gets done with that, I'll be reading that one.
Well, tell him to make sure that he's not able to forgive his mother, and forgive you for not protecting him from his mother. And he's 15, so encourage him to start. Don't force it, but encourage him to start doing the silent prayer.
That's yo, Mr. Peterson. I'm humbled by the phone call. Thank you.
And thank you, man.
All right, boss. I appreciate you, Mr. Peterson. Thank you, guys. And shout out to all the team over there. I really do enjoy the show. Love you guys.
Hey,
God bless you guys.
Hake is here right now. Hey, Hake.
I got a question for Hake. Mr. Hake.
Yes.
What conditioner do you use, man? And can you say it on the air?
Water and natural body oil.
Amazing.
And a little bit of shampoo sometimes.
The guy with the good hair.
Right on.
Thank you.
All right, Ruben. Thanks for calling, man. Let me hear from you again.
Right on, Mr. Peterson. God bless you guys. I'll talk to you later.
You too.
See you.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Montrello, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Montrello, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to ask you, when you say about the Rosie Park in the back of the buses, and you say...
Are you on the speakerphone or anything?
No. Oh. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, speak right into the phone. Go ahead.
So why do you talk down on the lady with not being wanting to be on the back of the bus?
Who is that?
Rosie Park.
Oh, and how do I talk down on her? What did that mean?
Well, you was talking about all kind of ways, but a good way.
Well, I think the point, I don't remember exactly what I said now, but the point I wanted to make is that the blacks have been deceived because the so-called civil rights movement people give the blacks the impression that Rosa Parks just all of a sudden was coming home tired from work.
Hold on.
She didn't feel like going back to the back of the bus, and she like, Lord, you asked me why. I'm trying to tell you why. Just hold on. I'm gonna let you respond. Hold on. And they're trying to pretend that she was so tired, and Lord, I ain't going no back on the bus. But what it was a setup that was done by the NAACP along with her. It was a plan. It wasn't an accident. And they had another black woman to do it, but in the last minute or so, they found out she was pregnant out of wedlock. And at that time, the blacks didn't tolerate babies out of wedlock. And so they had to find a new person to do it, and they came up with Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was not a hero.
Okay. You say Rosa Parks was not a hero, right?
Right, because it was a setup. It was planned by the NAACP.
Okay.
What do you think about hearing that and knowing that it wasn't an accident, it was a setup?
I think the same thing I think about all of it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What you saying crazy and what you said, and if they said something about something. Look, what I'm trying to say is I don't know nothing about none of it, but I know what you saying ain't right. And if what you saying...
What part of that is not right?
You talking about somebody they don't want to be in the back of the bus.
What part of what I told you happened is not right? Do you believe that or you disbelieve it?
Oh, why would I believe it? You talking about somebody crying because they was in the back of the bus. That sounds like a child.
What does that mean? She wasn't, it was an act. She wasn't crying because she was in the back of the bus.
What's the act for?
Can you hold on for me? Let me take a break. Can you hold?
Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Hake is coming in with the Hake News. I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours ago. Country Western Tuesday. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy. or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end already of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, September 3rd, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And you can get on hold to get on air with JLP. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We do see more super chats come in. Comment, Nonsense Network, CNN reports, believe it or not, we're already in the burr months. September, October, November, December. Travel experts told Comment, Nonsense Network that the fall season is the, quote, best time of the year to go pretty much anywhere, unquote, due to lower airfares, fewer people, and nice weather. Did you know that? So, if you're going to go somewhere, might want to do it. By the way, Men's Forum, I believe, is this first Thursday, September 5th, AD 2024. Men's Forum here at Bond in Los Angeles. You have to be here or you have to be Red Square. Be there or be Red Square. Because it's not recorded, not streamed, and it's for guys only, Men's Forums. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. I highly recommend it. It's a highlight of the month. Women's forums are third Thursday of the month for ladies only. And then, of course, church on Sunday for all. RebuildingTheMan.com/church for church with J.C. Lee Peterson. Democrats had a busy campaign schedule on so-called Labor Day, Socialist Day, with Vice President cackling Kamala Harris and crooked Joe Biden and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz appealing to union workers, so-called workers, in major swing states. Kamala praised the evil communist labor movement in a Detroit speech, and she vowed to ensure workers' so-called rights to unionize. She was later joined by Crooked Joe Biden for an event in Pittsburgh, PA, where they outlined plans to maintain strong American steel companies. Yeah, right. Meanwhile, Kamala's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, how embarrassing, right, for a woman. He's running underneath a woman. Psh. He spoke to supporters in Milwaukee. While en route to the event, several vehicles in Walz's motorcade were involved in a crash. What? Some passengers received non-life-threatening injuries. Meanwhile, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, on the other hand, mostly stayed out of the spotlight as the two candidates gear up for next week's debate. Nice. That's exciting. ABC debate, something like that. Meanwhile, in Israel, hundreds of thousands of protesters took to Israel's streets Monday over the government's supposed failure to secure a ceasefire for hostages deal with Hamas. Demonstrations could be seen in Jerusalem, evil Tel Aviv, Caesarea. I didn't know they had a city called that. Still. And other sites across the country. Fueled by the killing of in Gaza of those six hostages that you may have heard about, whose bodies were retrieved by Israeli soldiers over the weekend. Israel's prime minister, based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, has been accused of stalling efforts for a deal by some hostage families and their supporters. When asked Monday whether Netanyahu was doing enough to reach an agreement, Crooked Joe Biden said simply, "No." More than 100 hostages, including 35 believed dead, are still held in Gaza. The vast majority of them taken during Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel, when some 1,200 were killed. And hotel strikes. Meanwhile, in America, more than 10,000 hotel so-called workers now on strike, meaning they're not workers, they're not working, across 25 U.S. cities. Unite Here is the union representing hotel employees, supposedly, launched a nationwide strike against three major hotel chains over evil communist Labor Day weekend. So-called workers say they want higher pay, of course, better conditions, and more staff. The unions asking for a restoration of many of the pandemic-era cuts that hotels made, including daily room cleaning and stuff like that. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. hour two.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show, second hour. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, it's a doozy. The biblical question, do you know the truth? Do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? And if you're busy and you can't sit and watch the show live, you could be listening to the show. You can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad, anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and Bay Mama. If you're black, Bay Mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. So you can be listening to the show. You can podcast the shows, but you can be listening by calling the listen line and continue to do what you're doing. By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, a Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It is Tuesday. It's the second hour of the show on Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Me. Who let the dogs out?
Woof.
Amazing. I have this story coming up for you in a minute here about reparations in California. The blacks are trying to get reparations. And so I was thinking about this story. If they go, and in California, they also voted on to give illegal aliens $150,000 to buy a house in California, illegal aliens. So I'm thinking, and I could be wrong, since they're going to give my money away to illegal aliens who do not deserve it, they have not earned it, they have not given tax dollars or anything, why did I give the money to the blacks? Even though California never have slaves or anything. But why not give it to the blacks? They'll give me my money away anyway to Ukraine and everywhere. So you might as well give it to the blacks. But I'll get to that story. I want to go quickly back to a first-time caller out of Georgia, Montrello. And Montrello was asking me about Rosa Parks and sitting on the back of the bus, and I was telling him that it was a setup. It wasn't real. It was set up by the NAACP, and Rosa wasn't really that tired. It was just the NAACP wanted to get control of the blacks. And Montrella, go ahead.
Okay. So you're saying it wasn't no slavery?
No, I said that it wasn't a big deal. It was just that the NAACP want to get control of the black people. So that was a setup for them.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah, that don't make no sense.
What does it make sense?
The setup. What's the setup for?
It was to control the minds of the black people and set themselves up to become the leader of the blacks by making them... By doing that, and a lot of black people fell for it.
About somebody talking about not being on the back of the bus?
Yeah, it was a whole
have a leader.
I'm sorry.
And you saying that what set up the black people to feel like they had a leader because the lady was talking about not being on the back of the bus?
Yeah, she wasn't really that tired that she couldn't go and sit in the back of the bus. It was a setup. It was all planned because the so-called civil rights movement wanted to become the leader of the black people. And so they created that situation to make blacks think that all of a sudden sitting in the front of the bus is real important. So let's have a rally. And so ever since then, they have been controlling the blacks.
Well, let me say this. Who was in control before NAACP even came out?
Before the civil rights movement started, blacks were in control of their own lives. They had no leader.
On a plantation?
Yeah, they had no leaders. They had no this. And I grew up on the plantation down in Alabama. And we didn't have a leader. My parents and my grandparents were our example, and they would never have a leader over there. Ain't no way they was going to allow that to happen.
What's a plantation then? What is a plantation?
What is it's a place where you live.
What you mean a place where you live? Why is it called plantation?
Because it's plenty of land.
Okay, what that mean? Who named it?
Who named what?
Plantation. Who named it plantation?
The people who wrote the dictionary.
The people who wrote the dictionary named plantation.
they, you know how they make up words and they put them in the dictionary?
You're telling me a lie right now.
Who named it? Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what you're asking. Who named it the plantation?
You came from a plantation.
I'm sorry?
You should know about it. You're the only one came from it.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
You said you came from a plantation. I asked you, what was a plantation? You ain't told me yet. You the only one came from a plantation.
And so you don't know, you never seen a plantation?
Never.
Oh, what part of Georgia do you live in?
That ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't know what a plantation is.
There's one right down the road over there by Eufaula,
Alabama. I said, what is it?
It's a place where you plant cotton, strawberries, plums, okra, sugar cane, watermelon, candy yams.
Well, you can do that anywhere. What you mean?
But you asked me what the plantation is. I'm telling you what the plantation is.
No, you explained to me about planting fruit. That ain't got nothing to do with no plantation.
We plant cotton, too.
Oh, it's a wheat. So it's a part of something.
I'm sorry?
You said wheat. So that
I
means
said we the people who lived part of something. We who lived on the plantation, we plant cotton and herb fruits and cabbage and collard greens and things like that.
Okay, why was y'all doing all this?
Because we were hungry. We wanted to eat.
Okay, but you could do that anyway. It ain't got to be no plantation to plant food. That's all we did anyway, right?
Well, what's better, to have fresh food from the ground or to have it from the store?
Well, we always made our own food. I didn't think the store was real.
I thought you said you didn't know what a plantation was.
You ain't told me. I still don't.
You said you didn't even know what a store was.
Store ain't got nothing to do with a plantation.
Why you didn't know what a store was?
Because we came from growing our own food. Same thing you just said. Ain't got nothing to do with no stove.
And so you grew your food on a plantation?
No.
You grew your food on a farm?
I grew my food outside like everybody else. It ain't got no, didn't do with no plantation. It got something to do with dirt and grass.
Wasn't in the backyard?
No, it was in the backyard. You can say that.
Oh, okay. Well, then,
I still don't understand what they got to do with a plantation.
I don't understand what you mean by what does that have to do with a plantation.
Well, you ain't told me what a plantation was. I asked you five times.
I just told you what it was.
A place that you plant food at.
Right. You live on it. You plant food.
Well, you're telling me a lot, then. You're telling me a lot.
You don't
so
live
I plant
on
food anywhere. I mean, I want to say everywhere I plant food at is a plantation.
So you don't plant food on the plantation?
I ain't never been on a plantation. I don't even know what it is. You keep trying to tell me. I'm asking you, but you won't tell me.
I told you. I'm telling you. You're not accepting it.
A place where you plant food. Montello,
thanks for calling me, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm telling him what it is. He's not accepting it. I ain't got time to be playing too long. What the? I don't even know what he want me to. I'm telling him what the plantation. He said he ain't never seen one. And he doesn't even know what it is. I'm telling him what it is, and he's not accepting what it is. What the? 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
All right, Jesse, this is what Dude was trying to tell you. Like, he said a plantation, the idea of a plantation, slaves were on a plantation. When you think of slavery, you think of plantation.
What?
That's what, when you think of plantation, you think of slavery.
But you don't know, he didn't think, he's never seen one.
But, what he knows about, what he done heard about plantation.
No, he said he didn't know anything about it. He was asking, what is it? And I'm trying to tell him what it is. But he didn't want to. I don't know if he understood English.
At no point did you say that there were slaves on this plantation, that they were forced to work and stuff like that. That's what a plantation. That's the idea of a plantation.
No, a plantation.
Plantation.
Plantation is where you live. You grow food. You walk up and down.
You walk up and down
the road.
And you go to church. You're talking about that now.
You have fun walking up and down the road. And then on a Saturday, you go out into the fields and you play baseball.
All right, yeah, I don't know what year you're talking about.
I'm talking about what the plantation is all about.
No, the plantation for over 100 years.
I grew up on a plantation. I know what the plantation is about.
After slavery. I grew up on a plantation after slavery.
What?
The plantation was... A plantation is a plantation.
It's a plantation. It doesn't matter when it was a plantation. It's still the plantation.
All right, so can I explain my point now? Like the thing, like it's been a plantation. Like you was like free on that plantation.
What?
But 100 years before, like we on that plantation, you was free on that plantation.
No, I had to do what my parents told me to do. I wasn't that free.
All right. But you wasn't getting whipped and stuff like that. With like,
if I didn't do what they said, they would whoop me.
Did they lock you in a box?
As a matter of fact, I remember one time I didn't want to stay home and plow the field. And my granddad was like, no, you can't go to school tomorrow. You got to stay home and plow the field. So I plowed it all night long because I really wanted to go to school that day. And so I got up and got ready, went to the field, hooked up the mule to the plow, and took him out on the field. I'm like, come on, mule. And the plow ran on my foot, and I cut it open. And I was like crying, Dad, I cut my foot. He like, well, if you had done what I told you, all that pouting, you wouldn't have cut it. And he made me still plow the field.
All right, that has nothing to do with what I'm about to say.
And so he whooped me. I told you I was whooped.
All right, yeah, but it's like, 100, let me think about this, though. 100 years ago.
No, I'm old, but I'm not 100 yet.
Yeah, but like, I'm
so
just
I wasn't around 100 years ago. Were you around 100 years ago?
No, but 100 years
So you don't know what
before.
You're talking about 100 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Were
yes,
you
do.
Around?
Oh, it's recorded. Here's
were you around?
He's like, I could be around. I could be there. I could be there. I could put myself there.
You can put yourself
in history and stuff
you
like
can
that.
Put yourself back into 100 years ago?
Yes, through like
let me see you
and,
do
like,
that. Let me see you do that.
All right. I'm about to do it right now. 100 years ago from that planet. Like, I'm about to tell you right now.
You don't know. The book lying to you, man.
So you're saying, like, the slavery?
Yeah, they lied to you. They want you to hate the white man.
Hold on. Have you seen the movie Birth of a Nation?
What?
The movie Birth of a Nation. Like, I want to ask, like, my question, like, can
is
I just ask
you
my question?
Is it about the birth of America?
Yeah, I mean, the birth of a nation. Not really, like,
is
the birth,
it about
like,
the birth of America?
Yeah, it's about the birth of America.
Okay, no, I haven't seen the Birth of America, but I will. You recommend it?
Yeah, I recommend it. That's what slavery
is
really like.
Do you love America?
Yeah, I mean, it's my country. It's where I stay. It's what I represent.
Is America the best country on this side of heaven?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Japan. Japan got so much technology. Japan is, like, way, way smarter than us as far as, like, technology. And
so
like,
Japan is greater than America?
When it comes to, like, science and technology, education, income, life expectancy, all stuff like that, like, healthcare, like, all that, Japan is way better than America.
And so why don't you go live in Japan then?
I don't know. Do you know anybody there? I mean, if I could, if I don't get to be president, that might be, like, a nice move.
What?
If I don't get to be president. Hey, can I just ask you,
you
like,
said
one
that
question
if
real quick?
You don't get to be president?
Yeah, that's what I said. Let me just ask
Are
you
my question.
Are you planning
on phone. Becoming president?
Yeah, I can I ask
Where
you my
you
question?
Where you plan on what country? Of Japan?
Of this country.
You ain't never be the president of America. You ain't that dream,
okay,
huh?
All right. Can I just ask you my question?
May I just tell you this, and then you can ask me.
Go ahead.
That's one dream you can forget. You ain't gonna never be the president of the United States.
Okay, I understand.
So forget about that dream and find another one.
Okay, so can I answer my question? No.
What?
I'm not going to forget about my dream. I'm still going to be president. Hey, but like,
that's a false dream.
It's like, is your family related to like the people that snitched on Nat Turner?
Who?
Like, you know, the people that told you are like, after you watched the movie, like in the moment, like
who,
in the
who
moment.
Who did you
movie,
ask
like,
about?
Birth of a Nation.
No, you asked me about somebody.
Nat Turner.
Nat
the dude
King
that was freeing
Cole?
The slaves, the black dude that was freeing the slaves, you know,
oh,
the black
you talking
dude
about
that was freeing the slaves.
Nat King Cole?
No, not turning the dude that freed the slaves. You don't. Okay, though. Hey, I'll call you back later. Can you call Larry Elder and tell
All
him?
All right, buddy. You call me. Don't tell me call that dummy. What's wrong with you? An enslaved man who led a rebellion for enslaved people on August 21, 1831. Where's Nat Turner now? I rest my case. What the? 888-775-3773. Let me go to the United Kingdom. Aristotle. Is this real? Aristotle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, that's good, man. I'm a truck driver, actually, and I was just pulling off the bay now because I'm loaded. So I'll try to make this quick because I need to go, I need to go soon. So first of all, I'm listening to you for maybe 2 years now, and you really helped me and my family. And I'd like to say a big thank you for all your good work that you've done so far.
You're welcome.
I also wanted to say thank you for your team, because I'm pretty sure that without a great team, you wouldn't be doing such a good work.
That's for sure. Absolutely. You're right. I'm fortunate to have the team I have. Absolutely.
Brilliant. So let me answer your biblical question. I wanted to say about that I don't know the truth.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
Well, for now, I don't know it. I don't know it yet.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to that, man, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I haven't mastered the courage to start doing that yet. And my lifestyle right now is quite chaotic. But I believe that maybe in the next couple of months, I want to be able to start this. And I don't want to start this and then, distract this. I want to start this and then keep up with it. You know what I mean?
And did you say your life is pretty chaotic right now?
Yeah, not in a bad way, more like in a disorganized way. So I'm trying to organize everything because I have my own logistics company as well. So
okay.
I'm also working for an agency, truck driver. So it's, I'm trying to plan my life,
well,
in a better way.
I want to encourage you, man, to whenever you want already, but to do the silent prayer. And I promise you, if you stay with it, Your whole life is going to smooth out. It's going to become clear.
Yeah.
Everything is going to work out naturally for you. Everything will just fall in place. So I highly recommend it, but do it when you're ready to do it.
Of course. I believe you, Mr. Peterson. I believe you.
All right.
So I wanted to ask a couple of questions, but I don't want to take too much of your time because I'm pretty sure there are other people on the line waiting for me as well. So the first thing I want to ask you is about the thing that you're saying on this side of heaven. I just wanted to make sure, are you talking about America or are you talking about planet Earth? What exactly are you talking about when you say that?
When I say that, when I say that America is the best country on this side of heaven, I'm talking about America. And when I use that for other things, I'm talking about whatever it is I'm talking about. But when I say,
so when you say this side of heaven, yeah, sorry.
When I ask, is America the greatest country on this side of heaven? Meaning that on this side of heaven, is America the best?
Yeah, I'm getting different. I'm getting like mixed messages when I hear this every time. I don't know if it's me and my lack of understanding, or if it's you saying that, like, in a different parallel universe or something like that. So I'm just trying to understand exactly what do you mean.
Well,
are you talking about planet Earth?
When I say it, it's really it's a joke. It's not something you need to put that much thinking into. It's just something I say.
Yeah.
It's not deep thought at all.
Okay. No worries. I got that.
Yeah, it's just something I say, but don't let your mind read anything else into it.
Yeah, because I live in Europe, so I'm just comparing this to the other side, the Western Hemisphere, where you guys are.
Right.
That's why I
Oh, no, I wasn't that. Thinking all that.
So,
I wasn't thinking all that at all.
Yes. Yeah, got it. Okay, do I have time to ask you one more thing?
One more question. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. So, about God, right? And you talk about God quite a lot. And, you know, I'm really grateful for that, because I believe that probably you might be a prophet, or but I'm pretty sure that you were sent by God to help the people recover from their fallen state. And I really appreciate your hard work. Now, when you talk about God, you're saying, did you ever say that if God has plans and for humankind, and what are his plans? You ever talk about that?
Well, his plan is to two things: to create love through human beings, and to give us a chance to overcome the fallen state. But he's trying to create love through human beings, because human nature is so evil. All human beings are wicked. And so he wants to change their hearts, for those who want it. He wants to change their hearts to create love instead of hate.
Right. Got it. So create love and give us a chance to overcome the fallen state.
Yes. Right. To return back to him.
That's a very good answer.
Yeah.
That's a very good answer. Okay, I have more questions, but if you guys don't have any more time, if you have a lot of callers, I can call some other time.
Yeah, be sure to call me again, all right? I appreciate you.
No worries. Thank you very much, Mr. Peterson. Thank you for your team as well.
You're welcome.
See you another time.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. 888-7753-773. Seeking the Father. If you seek it, you got to find it. If you don't seek it, you're not going to find it. Hang it up. Let me go to Matthew, a first-time caller out of Texas. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
So I've been listening to you for a little over a few months now.
It's beat right into your phone, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about that. So I've been listening for a few months, and I was really listening to when you would talk about how you need to face your father, your mother, or else you'll never have peace. You can't have that resentment. So
you said what did I say about them?
You said that you have to, you can't have hate in your heart. You
right.
can't resent.
You got to forgive
right?
them.
So,
yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So I did that, but first I made sure that I actually knew myself. And I started doing the silent prayer, and I decided to, you know, go to my father, who's I was having problems with, and I told him, you know, look, I don't hate you. I'm sorry for resenting you in the past. That was wrong. And my question for you, Jesse, is he did not respond in kind. It was he was very hostile and kind of made fun of me. And, is this something that I should try and do again?
No.
I don't know where to go.
No, now that you have forgiven him, it doesn't matter his response or your mother's response or anyone's response, really. You're forgiving them so that God can change your heart from anger to love and make you free. And if they get mad or try to make fun of you or whatever, you just don't be angry at them, but you move on with your life. You move on and leave them in their hell. They love their misery, so you leave them in their hell, but you just don't fall to anger anymore.
Okay. And it doesn't matter if you're saying if, you know, down the line, our relationship, if it doesn't exist, it's okay.
Perfect. If it doesn't exist, because it was never real anyway, if he can't forgive, it was always fake. But if you never saw him again or see him again, it wouldn't matter, because you are free and you're living your life now. You're in your world. All you need, the way you return to a father, your earthly father, is just by forgiving him. Don't be angry at him. He could not help himself. So that God can forgive you and make you free. So now you are your world. You are working on you, and you don't need him. You just need not to resent him.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Can you hold 1 minute?
Yes, sir.
Hold on, buddy. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. A couple announcements. The men's forum is this Thursday night, every first Thursday night of the month for men only. And they are amazing. At 7 p.m. So if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, this Thursday is the first Thursday of the month. So come on down, guys. And you heard someone mention my books earlier, From Race to Responsibility. The my second book, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And then the little pocket guide I put together, a little 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success guide. If you do them, they work. If you don't, it's just a book. And a little pocket guide you carry it around if you want to start a business. We use it for our entrepreneur class. But if you want to start a business or whatever, right? And then the antidotes, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. And if ever we need an antidote, we need it now. So the antidote, just bring it home. It brings everything home to you. So check them out, and I will sign them if you go to rebuildingtheman.com and order them. RebuildingTheMan.com/store or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right? And then check out Punchy TV. Punchy.TV. Check it out. We have some amazing stuff up there for you, too. Let me go to back to real fast to Matthew, a first-time caller. So, Matthew, is it clear now that your only requirement is to forgive if you want to be free? And when you go and forgive, if the person say, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong, or if they pretend they don't understand what you're talking about, or if they blame you, that's on them. It has nothing to do with you. And once you forgive, you go and just live your life. You don't have to see them anymore or talk to them or anything. Just don't be angry.
Right. I can't control what they think or do.
Not at all. And don't even think about it.
So if I could just ask a follow-up to that.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. So then in the aftermath of this, I'm not going to lie. I know you tarp on, you know, not having emotions and just kind of, you know, letting your thoughts be empty. I can't help but feel a little, you know, grief and sadness as a result of this. How would you navigate that yourself?
You feel grief and sadness as a result of what?
Well, it didn't work out the way I want. I want my father in my life. I'd like to have a good relationship, and I can't, like you said, I can't make him feel that way if he doesn't want to.
Right.
And it's just, it's sad. It's,
and why?
I can't lie to myself. But
how old are you?
I'm 25.
And why do you want him in your life?
Well, nobody's ever asked me that before. I guess what a mess.
What a mess.
I guess, like, no, like, you know, he's my father. I love him. We've had a lot of good moments together, a lot of good memories as well. I plan on having kids one day, and I don't want to traumatize them. You know, I'd like them to know their grandfather. And
why?
I don't know. I guess I just have this vision in my mind that I got to let go of, I guess. I don't know.
So you sad about something you don't even know why, because now you can't even say why you want him in your life.
Wow. I don't have any words.
Amazing. You know what you're doing, and what you're doing, and if you work on yourself, you will overcome it. You're living in your imagination, and in your imagination, you think what you're seeing and wanting is reality, and it's not.
Mm. Okay.
And you're living in the future. You already have a family, and in your mind, you already have this family, and you want grandpa to meet the children, to be close. You're living something that doesn't exist because you're living in your imagination, and you're calling it reality, and it's not. It's an illusion. You have to live in the present so you can be with the truth and be at peace and have no plan for tomorrow. Don't. All this plan about grandpa being in your life, you want him to know the kid. You don't even have the kids yet. And you live in something that doesn't even exist.
I never looked at it that way, but you're absolutely right. Okay. So learn to let go of that. And
you got to let go of all imagination. And imagination run deep. And it's wicked, and you got to let go of all of it if you want to be free now, because you escaped into your imagination when you were traumatized by your mother, and now you thought that it was the right place to live, but God said that we have to bring all thought into captivity. Your thoughts are not your own, and they are not of God. They are pure evil, and you don't even know if you're going to have a family or not. Do you?
True. That's true. I've never had one. I don't have a family at all. it's just kind of, I guess, a goal of mine, but I never thought of it like that. But it's true. It doesn't exist. It's not even real yet.
And your goal is to have a family?
Well, it's one of my many goals.
And why is that a goal?
I think it's a goal because I think as a man, it's one of the most important things that you can do.
What is the most important thing you could do?
I think raising children, raising them to be good, you know.
Why do you think that's true? If that's true, why do you believe that is true?
I mean, I'm a Christian. It's just kind of what I've always heard echoed.
You believe it because you heard it?
I mean, is that not what Jesus intends of us? Maybe I misunderstand. I don't know.
If that is true, that being a man is raising a family, how come the families are all screwed up?
Yeah, I
you don't know. You don't know one family that's not screwed up. So if it's a I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm just gonna say I get it. I don't think it's the main centerpiece of being a man is whether or not you procreated.
Right.
That's not what I'm getting at. It's hard to, I guess I'm having a hard time putting in the words that I mean by that.
And so why is one of your goals to have a family?
sorry. You said why? You know, I always just said that to myself, at least, that I wanted to have kids because I want to have a loving family, I guess. Raise children, you know, in Christ, you know, raise them to know God. And I don't know. That was really it. It wasn't much deeper than that.
You know where you get that from? May I tell you?
Yes, sir.
You got it from people telling you those lies growing up and your imagination.
Wow. Yeah, I never, so it's not a, is it not like a good thing that to have kids or like want to have kids? I mean,
it's neither good nor bad. It's bad to want to have children though.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. No, I've never. Wow.
And may I tell you why it's bad?
Yes, sir.
Because you're not supposed to want for anything. To want for something implies that something is missing.
I see. Okay.
And so, and when you want for something, you're going to get it, and it's going to always be the wrong thing. It's just going to make you want for something else. It's not the answer to your problems.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. It's not gonna fill that hole or that void.
Not at all. It's gonna make the hole bigger. Because once you get married and have children, it's gonna become a war. Because now you gotta fight with the wife, you gotta worry about your children, she's gonna take them away from you, and all kind of mess. Because you wanted for something that it's not what you're supposed to be doing. We should only want what is right and want for nothing else but that.
So how would you then navigate discerning having children if it's not something that you want to do? Is it just kind of, you know?
Get rid of all imagination about wanting children. Let it all go and only want the truth. And let the Father add unto you what you should have, what you need, not what you want.
Okay.
And also let all your little goals go. You say you got a whole bunch of goals, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
And why have goals?
Well, now that I'm looking at it from your lens, I guess it goes back to people always telling me these lies, I guess, that this is something you're supposed to have for your life in the future. You're supposed to have things you're aiming towards and not just doing nothing, I guess. I don't know.
Miserable people, unhappy people, desperate people have told you desperate lies, and they're making you, if you don't wake up, you're going to live the way that they live in desperation. Why not just simply live your life? Get up, go to work, save your money, buy a house if you want, work on these imaginations so that you don't live in your thought, and just live a simple life and not compare yourself to anyone. Don't try to be like anyone. Be not in a hurry for anything. Why not just live a simple life and have a great time?
Yeah, I guess I haven't been doing that. I haven't been letting myself do that.
And why not?
I guess the good time part, I mean, the simple life, I think I'm doing a good job with that. I mean, I don't know, but if I don't know why it feels wrong to do what you want to do. It sounds stupid, man. Just me saying it, it even sounds worse, but
what's our worst?
I feel guilty for no reason.
I'm sorry, what did you say? What sounds bad to you?
I said it sounds to me, it feels and sounds bad to want to do things that I want to do
yeah,
without thoughts of anybody else.
It almost sounds selfish to me. I'm not saying that what you're saying. It's just what I'm in my mess in my mind. Yeah.
A selfish life is when you try to live up to what you've been taught and trained and what everybody else is doing. A free life, a non-selfish life, is when you just live your life. You're not trying to be like anyone. You're not trying to reach goals. You know that you don't know what you want. You're not in a hurry. You're not in competition with anyone. You never compete. And you don't compare yourself to anyone. You simply live your life and wish everybody else well. If somebody has a big home, we wish them well. They're catching hell in that big house where you may have a house with 2 or 3 bedrooms and you can have perfect peace.
You don't want to be envious is what you're saying.
You don't want to be like anyone. You don't want to be jealous. You don't want to be revengeful. You don't want to be like anyone. You just want to simply live Matthew's life, and you would see what God has in store for you, and it would be amazing. But if you come up with your own ideas, and you're trying to be like someone else, you're trying to make as much money as someone else make, and have a family, and you have all these crazy ideas, all you're doing is creating hell on earth, thinking that you know what you want. You got to stop listening to the people on the outside, and you got to stop listening to the imagination.
Yeah, I guess it does fuel a lot of anxiety when you do.
Yeah,
all that.
Absolutely. It just brings pure hell on earth. That's why everyone is in hell, because they have been taught wrong, and then they're living in their imagination, trying to live up to what they've been taught, and they're worshiping the devil.
Yeah, it's all the devil. Yeah.
Isn't that
very
amazing?
True. Wow. Yeah. It is. It's amazing. Wow.
What a mess. Let me ask, is God working in your life?
I would say so, yes, sir.
And why do you say he is?
I would say because I've been very fortunate to be where I'm at.
Where are you?
I mean, I'm not. I see a lot of people that struggle my age, and I'm not necessarily struggling as much as a lot of people my age are. My generation's kind of a mess, and I can only thank God for the blessings He's given me.
You believe that God is in control of the affairs in your life?
Not necessarily the affairs of, like, earthly affairs. I would say He's in charge of my spiritual well-being.
And why do you say that?
I say that because, He's never, I don't feel like He's ever abandoned me. I know He's always there. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
What is your spiritual well-being? Give me an example of what that is.
I guess it would be, I had a lot of, for example, with my father, I did have a lot of hate and a lot of resentment towards him for years. And it wasn't until I started actively seeking Christ through a prayer life, actually talking to him or just being with him, right, with the silent prayer, that I started to really think and let go of that hate and that resentment. And I don't think that that's all because of me. I don't take credit for that. I give that to God.
I understand now that you wake up, but before you started to wake up or waken up, was God in control of the affairs in your life?
Not in the sense that everything that happens, like something bad happens, I wouldn't blame God. I know it's easy to do that, but I've never done that. I guess I'm more leaning towards no, that He's not in control of the little things that happen here, and with other people, because we have free will.
you have a free will? Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
Were you a Christian before you started doing the silent prayer and forgave your parents?
Yes, I was.
You forgave your mother?
Yeah, actually, I had this conversation with her about 3-4 months ago. I told her I was wrong to resent her, and I don't hate her. And she responded, like, very, I would say, maturely and appropriate. And it was okay, and we were able to talk, and it wasn't bad.
Nice. Well, Matthew, you stay with it. You stay with the silent prayer, and all you need to do now is watch. Don't try to change. Totally surrender everything, meaning let go. You get up and do your practical stuff, like go to work, save your money, and, you know, whatever, eat some food, whatever. But let go of all thoughts. It's a practical one. But let go of all imagination. You'll see amazing things will naturally happen. That is, I can't even find words to express what will happen in your life.
All right. I will definitely do that. Thank you, Jesse.
And as far as your father, move on. Just wish him well. Don't be angry at him. He cannot help himself.
Yes, sir. I understand.
And if you never saw him again, just fine. If you see him, fine. But if not, fine too. You got to live your life now. God is your father.
Okay. All right. I got it.
I wish you well, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. It helps more than you know. I really appreciate it.
All right. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right.
All right. All right. God bless you, Jesse.
All right. You too. 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Let me go out to Miami, Florida, and talk to Jacob, a first-time caller. Jacob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to connect with you.
Thank you.
So I had a question because I'm 19, and you know I'm getting started in my career and social media, going to college, all these different things.
Uh-huh.
And I find myself a lot of times like rushing the process and wanting the end results so badly. How do you suggest that I, you know, learn to enjoy the process a little bit more and stop rushing the results?
Let go of the thoughts about the process and take no thought about the outcome. Don't worry about if it's going to work, how long will it take, and don't be in competition with anyone.
I like that. So in what ways do you, like, actively try to take your focus off of the outcome? Because I think for me it's, like, very – sorry, go ahead.
But for you it's, like, very what?
I think – just because I try to move with a sense of urgency in the work that I do and try to be like very reactive and say, you know what, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I can do today. Let me capitalize off the time that I have. I'm young. You know, I don't have much responsibilities.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Can you hold?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. 888-7753-773. Quick break. One more hour to go. There's one line open. Hake is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. When I come back, your super chats and your phone calls. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, September 3rd, almost said August, September 3rd, AD 2024, the year of our Lord. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the last hour coming right up. But it is Hake News, Not Fake News. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. After the Hake Report, Joelle Friday TV. And then 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 Central, 7 Eastern, American Anchor Baby. Did you catch Punchy TV yesterday? That was kind of interesting. Sort of interesting. Kind of fun. Sort of. Nice. Check it out. Punchy TV on YouTube. Very cool. And of course, Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month. That's this Thursday, September 5th, 2024 AD, 7 p.m. at Bonn in Los Angeles. China had a bus crash, according to Kami Nonsense Network, CNN. A bus crashed into a crowd of students and parents outside a school in eastern China today, killing 11 people, injuring 13 others, according to police. Students were waiting to enter the gate of so-called middle school. That's, you know, 11, 12, something like that, I guess, 10 maybe. I don't know. In the city of Tai'an, in the Shandong province, when the bus slammed into them. Wow, after 7 a.m. local time, state news agency Xinhua reported. The bus, specially customized for transporting students, quote-unquote, lost control when it drove into an intersection, authorities stated in a statement. The bus driver has been placed in police custody and the cause of the accident being investigated. Pope Francis is traveling. He's embarking on his longest trip yet, per Kami Nonsense Network, despite a series of health complications in recent months. Earlier today, the 87-year-old pontiff, I guess that means pope, I gather that that means pope, obviously, landed in Indonesia, kicking off a marathon 12-day visit to four countries in Southeast Asia and the South Pacific, which also includes Papua New Guinea, fun name, and East Timor and Singapore, one of the longest foreign trips any pope has taken and marks the furthest geographical distance, about 20,000 miles, that Francis has traveled since his 2013 election shenanigans. I call it shenanigans because he's kind of socialist, right? Anyway, analysts say that the landmark visit will allow the pope to highlight key themes of his pontificate. Oh, interesting. Including inter-religious dialogue and protection of the environment. I shake my head, but good for him, I guess. We wish him well. There's new Titanic photos that are revealing an intact statue. Much of the art that decorated the halls and rooms of the Titanic, remember that boat over 100 years ago that sank, the unsinkable ship, decomposed in the decades since the ship's demise in 1912. However, this bronze statue of the so-called goddess Diana remains beautifully intact, according to Kami Nonsense Network. Isn't that nice? You know, you heard Japan is the greatest country. From one of our callers on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show earlier, I guess this hour, maybe last hour, Japan has defeated USA to win wheelchair rugby gold at the Paris Paralympics. Good for you. Japan won gold by defeating Team USA 48-41 in the wheelchair rugby final at the 2024 Paralympics on Monday. Congratulations, Japan. We wish them well. We like them. And it is necessary to wash your fruits and vegetables before eating them, they say, at least some fruits and vegetables. A few unwashed strawberries can't do much harm, right? Well, wrong. Many health experts would argue otherwise. Experts say otherwise. Each year, 1 in 10 people get sick by eating unsafe food. And about 46% of these cases of foodborne illness come from eating vegetables and fruit. That's why some of you guys stay away from veggies and fruit. But I don't. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77 Jesse, there's a line open. My biblical question: do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? Amazing, huh? And if you're out and about, working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or about to go, you had breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're about to relax, or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to them, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Third hour of the Tuesday show already. Isn't that amazing? And Tuesday. And I know a lot of you are enjoying the country and Western Tuesday. So am I. Tuesday is always country and Western Tuesday.
Oh. All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. Good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe He'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so He could lean on me.
Amazing. Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. What an amazing song. Let me tell you this. And then I'll get back to the calls. Talk about DEI. In California, where they never had slaves, by the way, they're still trying to get reparations. for blacks who have never been enslaved, by the way, and from a state that never had slaves, by the way, and even if they had slaves, it still doesn't deserve reparation. The people were not enslaved, by the way. But now, I'm wondering if California is going to give illegal aliens $50,000 to buy a house where you can hardly save up $10,000 to put down on a house. Why not give the blacks the reparation? They're about to give it to people who does not deserve it. They are talking about giving illegal aliens up to $150,000 to buy a house. Why not give it to the blacks? At least they're black citizens. Legally. What a mess, huh? According to ABC, California lawmakers last week passed some of the nation's most ambitious legislation aimed at atoning for a legacy of racist policies that drove disparities for black people. What the? Ain't nothing in California that draws disparities for the blacks. But it's all good to say it, right? So they're trying to pass legislation to do something about that. But lawmakers left out two bills that would have created a fund and an agency to provide widespread direct payment to African American. If you're gonna give me my money, give me widespread direct payment. And so since y'all going to give $150,000 to illegal aliens, at least up to $150,000, why not give it to the blacks? You gave it to Ukraine? All these disparities the blacks are having. And it's your fault. If black find out that you giving the illegal alien up to $150,000, you ain't seen no disparity. You gonna see some disparity. A lot of black disparity. You ain't seen no disparity. What the? They want to atone for something that never happened. It didn't even happen to the blacks who were alive. The blacks who were enslaved are dead. You just dead. They dead. And they never had slaves in California, by the way. They want widespread direct payment. That means that money going right on to the blacks. This is from ABC. More information on the law passed and the two reparations bill. Watch this.
On Sunday, lawmakers passed landmark bills to make amends for racism. The proposal they approved allows for the return of land or compensation to families whose property was unfairly taken by the government and an informal apology for laws and practices that harmed black people. But the buzz surrounding the reparation bill's package was over what wasn't addressed, direct payments.
We laid the foundation that those bills are critically important to, you know, stand up what reparations would be here in the state of California.
State Senator Stephen Bradford authored SB 1403, aims to establish the California American Freedmen Affair Agency, while SB 1331 funds reparations. Both were not voted on.
We should have gotten it to the governor's desk. He never signaled he would veto the bill. He just said he had some concerns, as they have with many bills. So, but that doesn't mean you don't move forward with the bills, because, you know, you can fix them.
Did you ever imagine that one day in America, reparation now and reparation forever will happen? Did you ever imagine? Well, when you put the blacks in government, what do you think going to happen? What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today going to suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a sad way to live. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Da 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 da. Who really cares? Everything. We don't have a leadership anymore. I mean, we don't have a government running for us. They are against us. What a sad, they going to get reparation in a state where they never had slaves. If they give it to the illegal alien, you might as well. Giving money away, so why not? You're building houses for homeless people who don't want it for the most part. So last soundbite about this, according to, this is from the ABC as well. Why the Black Caucus pulled the bill and the reparation activists reacted to that. Watch this.
The California Legislative Black Caucus pulled the bill because it said the proposal needs more work.
The bills that pass are not reparations. An apology is not reparations.
Chris Lodgeson, a reparation activist with Coalition for Just and Equitable California.
The only bills today that even had a chance of being called reparations or could even get us to reparations are the bills that did not pass. It's one thing if we go out for a vote and we lose. Oh, all right. It's one thing if we go out for a vote, we win, and it gets to the governor's desk and the governor vetoes it.
Supporters of the reparations say they're not giving up despite the setback.
It has to happen if we're going to have meaningful reparations to the people who deserve it. We're 160 years overdue for this.
Wow. What about that? Reparation now, reparation forever. When will the blacks stop begging? When will DEI ever end? When will DEI ever end? When will reparation and affirmative action ever end? It's not going to end until this country's broke. And then they'll go out to the land and take the white people's land. My producer said, 160 years overdue. Where's my money? These people thinking that they're going to get something free. And they have no shame about it. And they are, and they will get it eventually, because the white man, he's too afraid to say no. He needs John Wayne back. Because white men today are not going to say no. They're too afraid. They don't want to be called the N-word. They don't want to be losing their little reputation. So they're going to let this happen. And this is exactly what happened in South Africa, Mummy Africa, and it destroyed it. And now the white people are still on the run. And by the way, Kamala Harris is for reparation, unless her values have changed. When running for president back in 2020, Kamala Harris told Al Sharpton that she would sign a reparation bill once elected. Watch this from Global News.
But in the area of reparations for descendants of Africans enslaved.
If you elected president, would you sign that bill if it came across your desk?
when I am elected president, I will sign that bill.
It just feels good. And you want that for your president. That's what you want. You crazy Democrats want for your president. That. It just feels good. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. My country's gone. My America exists no more. It is now Europe, South Africa, and a mess. It's gone. But fret not. You could be free in the mess, but you got to work on you and be in control of you, your world, your life. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. Don't you have enough fear already? How many of you have experienced fear this morning since waking up and the last thing before bed last night? How many of you had a nightmare last night? 888-775-3773. Let me go to the busy phones here. What a mess. A spiritual battle, not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle. Let me go to Josh out of Europe. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Josh. No, Josh. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Bill, a first-time caller out of Texas. Bill, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Bill.
Yeah, thank you for, man, I feel like I got lucky getting on the phone here before the end of the show. I have a couple of questions. I talked to your producer. I only gave him one. But my first question is, can you just quickly explain why we must forgive our mother and father?
In order for your wicked heart to overcome evil.
Okay. Is that it? Is that the only reason?
There's no other reason but that. All hearts are evil, and the only way you're going to overcome evil, you got to admit that you are evil, and forgive, and God will forgive you.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification. Then I have another question. I've been listening to you for, I guess, maybe 8 months, maybe a little longer. I don't even remember how I discovered you, but I'm really glad that I did. I've gone through a lot in my life in the last 3 years. A lot of big, big changes. Empty nester, kids moved out, wife passed away.
How old are you?
Job, 56.
Oh, okay.
56.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm kind of in a weird place. I'm trying to reinvent myself. And, I think your teachings have really done a lot for me to stay present and to, really focus on, myself. So, you know, you had mentioned on the show, a while back about how each family has an individual within the family that might be a little more woke than everybody else. Do you remember talking about that?
Well, I've said that it seemed to be in all families, and I don't know all mm-hmm. families, but it seemed to be there's like one person, maybe two of the kids who kind of, they are part of the family, but they feel apart from the family. They don't quite fit in. It's like they've been set aside, and eventually, as they get older, they start to wake up.
Well, let me tell you something. That is me. I have always been that person that's been a little distant, not so connected, more introverted, more of an observer. And so this kind of ties into my question, which is connected to the silent prayer. And so for those types of individuals, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are like this, it's a two-part question. So the first part of it is, what is the purpose of the silent prayer? And then for those individuals that are like myself, that might be a little more, I guess, actualized, how much does the silent prayer affect those people? And the silent prayer, how does it affect the people that are not more connected or woke versus those that are?
What is actualized?
Actualized is more like you really know who you are. You really are understanding of what you are as an individual, as opposed to someone who's not actualized, that may be more looking for the thrills of life.
Are you an actualized person?
I feel like I'm actualized.
Then who like are really, you? You say you know who you are. Well, who are you?
I am energy that is occupying the flesh and bone of a person on earth.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that's who you are?
Because I don't know how else to explain who I am. I mean,
but how did you come up with the idea that you're energy?
Because I don't know how else to explain my being.
I know. So where did you're right? You don't know in how to explain your being. But how did you come up with the idea? Did you do that in your actualization state of being? How did you come up with the idea that you're energy? Where you get that from?
I really don't know, Jesse. I guess I get that from just my own knowledge of matter, knowledge of spirituality.
So you made it up?
Yeah, I guess I did. Yeah.
Why would you make up who you are when you don't know who you are?
Because I'm trying to answer your question, I guess.
But why would you make, even in answering the question, if you don't know who you are, why not just say, I don't know who I am, rather than make up something called energy?
That's a good question. I don't know, I guess. I answer questions because I'm trying to, I guess, present some level of intelligence. But you're right. I don't know the answer to that question.
And so you made up that so you could appear right?
I don't know how else to explain who I am. I've heard you ask that question before.
Right.
So I'm trying to I guess I'm just trying to explain what I believe I am, which is...
But why not just say I don't know rather than make up something?
Okay, then, Jesse, I don't know.
No, I'm asking you, why would you not say, I don't know, rather than making up something? What made you make up something?
What made me make up something is hearing you ask this question before on many times to people. And so I thought a lot about it. And the only thing that I could think of is that I can only be some level of energy that's occupying this body on Earth. You know, I don't know. I'm not who I what I do, I'm not.
And so are you the anchor baby energy? Or are you, where are you getting this energy from? Are you like, you're the anchor baby energy?
Yeah. Well, I wish I had that. But
may I tell you where you get the idea from that you're energy?
No, actually, that was a good connection. I didn't even think of that. But
the anchor baby?
That was a good connection. But I don't know, Jesse. I don't know. I guess I'm just some sort of energy. I don't know what else to call it. From
how about call it I don't know until you know?
Okay, I don't know then, Jesse. I don't know. That's my best answer.
And you got the answer from your imagination. You listen to the devil.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. If that's what I did, then thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, the devil told you, you energy. And you're like, yeah, that works. And now you run around telling everybody your energy. Like, what the?
Nah, I don't tell anybody. I just told you, Jesse. You're the only guy I would tell that to.
But no, it's best when you don't know, it's best to say, I don't know. What human beings tend to do when they don't know, they rush into the imagination because they feel that they got to have some type of answer and they don't want to look bad. They want to act like they're a little smart and not look like a dummy. And so they'll run into the imagination and grab an answer and try to present that as true, and it's not.
Well, I have to say, Jesse, that I don't think I've heard a single person answer that question right in all the time I've been listening to you. So I felt that a pretty good one, but I guess I was wrong. You know, no big deal. Lesson learned.
That's right. Go back and make sure you do the silent prayer. It's up to you, but do the silent prayer and just practice living in the present instead of your head, and you shall know all things. It's going to be amazing.
Love it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yes, sir. Have a good rest of your show, and have a great week.
You too, Bill. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to another Bill out of Missouri. Bill, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how are you doing, sir?
All is well, Bill.
This is, wait, are we talking? This is Phil, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's Phil, not Bill?
Like Dr. Phil.
Oh, he has, sorry about that, he has Bill here.
That's all right, Jesse. Either way, thank you, by the way. I really appreciate everything you do. I've called before, learned some stuff, but just to be honest, I disagree with you on one thing when you say that we do not have free will.
Okay. And why do you disagree?
Well, because therefore you could take, someone could not take any accountability for their action.
That's the best thing they can ever do.
Well, if I'm drinking this beer right here, you don't think I could set it down? Let's just hypothetically. Or, you know, I got in a car, beat somebody up. I mean,
so you believe that you have a free will, Bill? I mean, Phil?
I believe I do.
And why do you believe you have a free will?
Because I'm not out. I don't go with all of the temptations that tempt me. Sometimes if I'm in a relationship and I see a this or that, I don't go over there and do that. Or I don't go with everything the devil thought put in me, you know?
Okay. So I have proof that you don't have a free will.
Give me the business.
Stop yourself from thinking.
Okay.
Never have an anger thought or lonely thought or lost thought or depression thought or any kind of thought again. Never have another one.
Okay. That seems a little over the top. I know we spoke briefly. I think the first time I called about practical thoughts.
Hold on for a minute. Can you hold, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hold on a minute. I don't go anywhere. Quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Your phone call and super chat as soon as I come back. Back in a moment. Oh, the treasure chest is now open on DLive, by the way. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? When I realize it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. The guy with the good hair, and you don't want to miss it. Really. You do not want to miss The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV. I don't even know how to define what he does. How should I describe what you do, Joel Friday? He black. It is, he talk about Jesus, talk about relationships. He talk about his mama. Whatever. He'll tell me. Other than he black, you're going to get it all. You get it all. Every day, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m. Pacific time. Check it out. And then, hates it, Mending Hearts and Pushing Trolls. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Talk about energy. Now, he has it all over the place. That's why Bill probably think he has some of the Anchor Baby energy. Flying planes all everywhere. And he learned to be a pilot on Google. Now, you know that's a good pilot. What the? At 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. And the men's forum this Thursday night. Get ready, guys. The men's forum at 7 p.m. Pacific time. The men's forum every first Thursday night. Ladies, third Thursday night. Get ready, ladies. Oh, my God, the ladies are on fire. Really? All right, and so for personal shout-out, I do them for you. Personal shout-out, weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, encouragement, congratulations. Shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go quickly back to Phil. Phil talking about free will. And Phil, you believe you have a free will, right?
I do.
Can you will yourself to never get angry again?
I don't know about that. I mean, I've been trying real hard and been doing the silent prayer and honestly, that silent prayer has been helping me out a bunch. It really is amazing. And
so if you have a free will, why don't you will yourself to never get angry again?
So you got me thinking, Jeff. I'm not going to lie. Okay, well, what's the difference, in my opinion, between getting angry and the proper kind? You don't think there's a right way to, let's say, assert dominance, so to speak? Someone's robbing a gas station, and I come in there and take care of business, and I throw the guy down on the ground. Wouldn't that be some form of anger? Maybe that's not anger. Maybe that's just taking care of something that needs to be taken care of.
Well, you can take care of that without being angry. There's never, I'm telling you this too, Phil.
I agree.
There's never, ever, ever in a situation, no matter what, there's never a reason to be angry.
And I agree with you there. I agree with you. But
so,
on the,
so
the
why
don't thing, Jesse, what about if I murdered someone and I said, hey, couldn't help myself, Jesse, that wasn't me. Doesn't that just take away all your lives or accountability? So therefore you don't have to be accountable for any wrongdoing that's done?
By admitting that it wasn't you, you'll be telling the truth. It wasn't you. And it never has been, never will be you. It's something else that's controlling you.
Well, how come sometimes, let's just use this for example. I'm smoking a cigarette right now. I theoretically could put the cigarette down. I know because I've done it.
And then you picked it right back up, too.
Might have been 6 months or a year.
So you still picked it up.
I made the decision where I said, you know what, I want to smoke. I'm done with this quitting.
You didn't make the decision that you want to go back and smoke again. Your misery made it for you. You are just thinking that you made it because you didn't see what was driving you. You did not make the decision to go back to smoking.
Doesn't that sound like a victim? A little bit.
What's
that? Sound like a little bit of the left. It just, to me, sounds like a little bit of a victim. Like, I couldn't help it. I just went back to smoking. I can't help it. Using this as an example.
Can you help yourself?
I think I could.
If you could, why don't you put it down and never pick it up again? And never pick up anything to replace it with?
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit of it's a choice. Weighing my odds.
So if it were your choice, why would you choose to pick up something that's going to destroy your body?
Well, I like it because, well, not just destroying the body part. I like smoking, for instance. And I also like, let's say I was a...
You don't like, you only like smoking because smoking cover up your pain.
Yeah, it does feel good. But also if I fix on an engine or work on a computer, that's some other hobbies. But I could decide that day, let's say, do I want to work on the computer for a recreational healthy habit? Or, you know, whatever. Or I could technically work on my engine.
And what does that have to do with free will?
It's free will. I get to pick when I wake up in the morning. I could have two jobs here. I can prioritize them. I could say I want to work on the cars for the rest of my life. Or I could work on the computer. Now, maybe I'm reducing this down to a simple form.
What does practical things have to do with free will?
That's the gray line that I think I called about a few months ago, where the practical things are, there's a gray line, I believe, where it's hard to distinguish. I guess if you include sin, would that be correct?
What?
If you're including sin and with the practicality, wouldn't that make more sense? Because you always say practical, and I'm trying to differ between practical and non-practical thoughts when you say all thoughts.
Is working on a car a practical thing?
I think we can all agree on that.
It's right. And so what does that have to do with the thought that define who you are?
Well, smoking cigarettes could technically be practical.
And there's nothing practical about you smoking cigarettes. You're smoking cigarettes to forget and not to remember.
Might be a little bit of a relief, but yeah, I agree with you.
Might it be or is it? Is it a little bit of relief for you?
Yeah.
And so if you had a free will, why can't you create a relief without a cigarette?
That's a good point.
No, that was a question.
Yeah. I know, but I don't know the answer to it.
Because you don't have a free will.
But what if I wanted to have the S word with my wife? Couldn't I decide tonight's not the night?
You may decide tonight, not tonight, but early in the morning.
Oh, I love you, Jesse. All right. Yeah, just give me something to think about. Maybe I'm overcomplicating things. Like
yeah.
Usual.
Stay out of your head. You'll see it.
I appreciate you, Jesse.
All right, Phil.
Thanks
for calling.
All right, buddy.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Before I go back to the phone, let's do Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Good morning again. Truck Norris donated a Cash App, and I've finally found the message. Does the Pope support our destruction in regard to LGBT mess and illegal migration?
Does the Pope
support our destruction with LGBT mess and illegal migration?
Ask, and is the Pope in support of all that?
Yeah.
I forgot.
He's a little soft on the LGBT stuff for my taste.
And how about the open border?
He seems like he's for the
illegals.
I know.
He seems to be pretty liberal about everything. I don't know, to be honest. Maybe I knew it one time, but I forgot. But I think the Pope is pretty liberal, and he's chick. I think he's pretty much for the open borders.
I think so. He's kind of hard to pin down. He doesn't speak English, and then he speaks in these vague ways.
And he speaks like this.
He doesn't speak clearly.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. It's an interesting question, but I really don't know at this point, to be honest.
Lin Yen Chin, Jesse, truth doesn't begin, nor does it end. It can't be contained by the mind, as intellectuals say it can. The mind contains only facts, a.k.a. strong opinions. Truth is truth. It cannot change. And that is why all else is just an illusion in face of truth.
Is he responding to the biblical question?
He might be, but he didn't say that he was. And he doesn't say that he knows the truth.
Yeah,
and he doesn't say even what truth is, other than that it's truth.
Lin Lin Chen, the biblical question is, do you know the truth? What is it? It sounds like you may be responding, but I'm not sure.
Me neither. But it's an interesting chat, regardless. You proud of me? I said regardless.
You wanted to say irregardless. A mess.
Terry bought a coffee.
So I'm not sure. Make it clear, Lil Lin Chen.
Thank you, Lin Yan Chen.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Terry, coffee. That kid, Noah. Oh, no, I already read this one. This one is for Hake, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Terry. My bag. J1D2, Rumble Rant. Jesse, do you still do the silent prayer in the morning and at night? Or all day, every day, no specific time anymore? Double question mark.
Good question. I do it morning and night, and then doing it all day long now. All day. And that's why I want y'all to, I'm encouraged, not the only reason, I'm encouraging you to stay with it, because after a while it become it's so interesting, and it become normal as it was to be unconscious during the day. After a while, it'll be normal to be conscious during the day. That's why I'm telling you, do little things like be aware when you walk through doors, when you get in a car, or you're having a conversation. Little things, be aware. And after a while, the awareness become a norm, and the unawareness become the other thing, abnorm. Amazing. Thank you. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, J1D2. Appreciate that Rumble Rant. Kismo. Kiesmo bought a coffee. Pardon me, I'm blanking on his name. Have a beast day. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Tony, three coffees. Cowboys ride and cowboys die. They live a life that's free. And when I wake, I just can't wait to ride with Jesse Lee, ALL.
Amazing. Thank you. Riding, 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 rawhide. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. If it was a song, I didn't know the melody.
Riding, 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 rawhide.
But it was great. Deus intro with the coffee. I think this is answering the biblical question.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
Truth is love.
Thank you for responding. But so do they know the truth?
Doesn't say.
Oh, they just said what it is? But they don't know if they knew it or not.
Right.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know.
Well, they just say if they knew it. Okay. But thank you for the half answer. I appreciate it.
Luis, Cash App, no message.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
CLC over on Twitch. JLP Talk is on Twitch.
Amazing.
What's the difference between doubting yourself and judging yourself? Is doubting more like having a wait and see?
They're both the same. Evil.
So no, it's not like having a wait and see.
No. You should never have doubt. Doubt is evil. So no doubt. And it's not like a wait and see. Get rid of all doubt. Amazing.
Nice. Stan 69 with a couple of diamonds. JLP on a Mexican saddle riding through the West. Cowboy emoji.
Riding real high. Amazing.
Yeah, you can see him from... Yeah. You can see him in my screen a little bit, and you can see him
there you go.
On Jesse's screen there. Nice.
Thank you. See, senor, gracias.
Another from Stan 69. Why are all ranch workers in the USA Mexican? What?
Cheap labor.
And they're interested in that stuff. They like that stuff.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
It's Me, Xenia asks, did he really ask again for Larry Elder? Urinal Chill says, hey, Jesse, could you have Larry call me?
That boy, Jason.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, he was saying as I was hanging up. What's wrong with Jason from New York?
Shout out to Jason.
From New York. Amazing.
Cookie bought a couple.
Shout out to Jason.
Indeed. Couple of coffees from Cookie. Biblical question answer.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
No. Truth cannot be taught, grasped, or understood. The mind thinks it knows the truth, but it can only hold on to it for its own purpose. Ego. God is truth. Truth is changeless and instantly present here and now. And bought another coffee to correct a typo. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you. And thanks for responding to the biblical question. I put my little two cents in on Sunday. And Lin Chen, make your, so I can know if it was a biblical question or not. Make it clear for me. Thank you.
CNC Coffee, Jesse Bear emoji. I think it's a bear. You are so patient and humble. I love you always. Drink water faucet drop emoji, a lot, and rest when you can.
Thank you. I will. Thank you for the suggestion, Mama.
Nick LaVoy with a rumble rant.
Thank you, sir.
Jesse, that country's Tuesday song is fire. You should put together a Christmas album. God bless.
God bless. Thank you. I like your suggestion. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive today. Aries 1, Stan 69, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. And let me just refresh one more time because I don't want to short shrift anybody. Oh, yeah, the key with a coffee. Jesse, the act of forgiveness, doesn't it take free will to accomplish? Free will means man has been given power and dominion to choose and know the difference. Free will.
No such thing as a free will. It doesn't exist. Thank you.
Thank you for your coffee.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Tim bought a coffee. Just as I was finishing a cigarette, I heard you say you only like smoking because it covers up your pain. You're right. Thanks, Jesse. Have a coffee.
Amazing. Now that you know that, take the pain. Don't run away from the pain by taking the smoke. And you shall overcome the pain forever. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Have you? Amazing. Thank you all. Do you think you have the gut to do this, Hake?
Uh-oh.
This is from ABC. A dramatic surveillance video show a foil attempt armed robbery. Thanks to quick thinking of a man wearing a cowboy hat. Watch this from ABC. We'll be right back.
That's a squirrely little robber.
Yeah. You're too little to be a robber.
I wonder if that was a Mexican cowboy or a Central or South American cowboy.
Oh, was he just hungry?
Dominated that little kid, little thief. So for the audio podcast listeners, those not watching, we saw a little robber, would-be armed robber in a store, security camera footage, pointing the gun at a guy. And then he looks behind him because somebody walks in and the cowboy hat wearing big man seizes the opportunity and jumps in on him when he kind of points the gun away at somebody else.
You know, with the man in the cowboy.
Look at that. Gets on him. And he's like, wrestles. The gun quickly falls to the floor. Another worker runs. Yeah, the guy who cuts the meat, I guess, runs and grabs the gun. The robber gets away.
Where's his shirt?
I think he squirreled out of his shirt. And then they tried to get out of the store, and they caught him. Nice.
He should have been yelling, "I'm just hungry, I'm sorry." What a mess.
I don't know if I have the guts to do that. We'll have to wait and see. I wouldn't mind not having that opportunity.
The guy with his cowboy hat was stabbed at you? The robber stabbed the old man afterward. Joel said. I didn't see that on the film.
Oh, he was stabbing him during the incident?
Joel said the robber stabbed the old man afterward.
I'd heard something like that. I've seen that video before.
He said, look at it again.
No, thanks.
I didn't know that. No, thank you, Joel. We had enough. Let fun be fun.
Yeah.
Let me go quickly to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick.
Man. Go ahead, Jesse.
Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Man, my brother Jesse Lee, man. Everybody will listen to Jesse Lee for knowledge today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick. Amazing.
Man, I'm going to agree with you, Jesse. I said the same thing. Me and my friend was talking about how California, they're giving money to everybody else, and then they can't get blacks reparations. They know blacks are about to cut up now. Man, I'm telling you, they I don't know. Sometimes I think the liberals, the liberal whites, seem to irritate the blacks to keep them under the Democratic belt and to keep them angry.
For sure. They do. They want to keep the blacks on the plantation of the Democratic Party, so they keep them angry and they keep offering them something free.
Yep. Keep them agitated. Keep them in that victimhood attitude. Yeah. Like we can't do nothing unless we got some type of government intervention.
What a mess! Well, the one thing I know for sure, Rick, if they give the illegal aliens up to $150,000 to buy their house, they're gonna have to get up our reparations. Ain't no way around it. The blacks will not settle for them to give an illegal alien money and giving them nothing, and their forebears were enslaved.
Hey, but you know what? They get what they deserve because that's who they vote for. So they getting their refund. Well, look at it.
That's right.
They vote for them, you know, like, even like when Donald Trump, you heard when Donald, when President Trump went to Arlington, and the families invited him to come.
Right.
And you know Kamala Harris tried to twist that in the media like he just came there to campaign.
Kamala Harris, it's hard to believe that there's one person out there that will vote for an empty shell like Kamala Harris.
They are. And I guess it's mostly black and white liberals voting for, and then they can't even give you a policy she's got.
What a mess.
And then
they're
the main ones complaining about inflation.
Ray, when we get our reparations in California, are you moving to California to get some reparations?
No, sir. Why should I move to California if they can take it back from me in taxes?
It's free money.
Yeah, but if you go to California, taxes are so high out there, they ain't get it back from you.
Well, once you get your check, you can move back to Virginia.
Hey, oh yeah, I get it there. That way I come back to Virginia and get a lower tax rate.
That's right.
I mean, California, they tax everything from all anything you buy to your feces.
And I want them to mail me my reparation check to my address, not to the NAACP or any of those people.
Yeah, exactly my point. I'm with you on that. Cause every time because you know we can't hardly run nothing. When we run something, man, all the money disappears. Nobody know where it went.
Amazing. What a mess. Well, I'll let you know if I get my check.
Man, yeah, but I'm with you, Jeff. They going to make it almost impossible not to pay reparations because they keep paying everybody else money.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have black people in government. And no black going to get reparations. Come hell or high water. Rick, thank you for your call. I'm running out of time. I appreciate it, man.
Okay, well, love you guys. Keep up the good work, man. Keep on spreading the truth, the gospel, man. And look like some blacks may be waking up there, Jeff.
There are some. Black men and women are waking up every day, man. I hear from them all the time.
It's time for us to get out that diabetic coma.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thank you, Rick.
Love y'all. Be blessed.
All right, you too, buddy. I am out of time. Where did the time go? The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. After that, Joel Friday TV. He Black. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Flying high. And also, get on the straight and narrow. If you want, stay in your hell. But get on the straight and narrow. Keep your eyes on you. Just keep them on you. You're going to be surprised, stunned at what you might see. All right? Amazing. All right, folks. And thank you for your donation and your super chats and all that. I do appreciate it. The Hake Report coming up now. Get ready. You don't want to miss the guy with the good hair. You know, his show is one of the kind. One of the kind. All right, folks. Take care. Have a good one. Tomorrow is Manhood Hour in the third hour, Wednesday, already Wednesday. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. Take care. Other than sex, I wonder why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would come out of her natural role and be like a man, even though she hate that role. When she was with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal. Other than sex, I wonder why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. People are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-2663.